Boy, that's the truth, isn't it? Somebody say amen. Man, we're totally unable to do anything without God. Amen. He said, without me, you can do nothing. Amen. Well, it is good to be here this morning. How many's glad you're saved? Amen. Good crowd this morning. Now, we have a bunch of our folks quarantining today, and good. I didn't even get amen on that. I'm just telling y'all, be good. And that way we protect one another. Say amen right there. Now, listen to me. I'm not saying a lot about this virus, but I am going to give you some advice. Right now, in the next 4 weeks, let's be real cautious. And especially midweek this week. Now, we want you to really, if you have any symptoms after Thanksgiving, a cough, something like that, you be cautious and don't bring it in here. And that way we keep this place open, we keep doing well, and we keep, hey, by the way, I want to say this to you. A preacher with an ego don't do real well during these times. Somebody help me preach. Because we're going to be up one day and down the next day. But I don't have that kind of ego. I'm just glad for who's here this morning. Somebody say amen. And I'm glad you're listening by the way of live stream. It's just good that you're here. Now turn with me to Luke chapter number 15. Luke chapter number 15. I have this on my heart last Sunday. And I want to preach it this morning. Luke chapter number 15. If you're there, say amen. And I got a good thought this morning. Stand with me with your Bibles open. Stand with me with your Bibles open. Luke chapter number 15. And I would like for you to go down to verse number 25. And we'll read down to verse number 32. And I have this thought on my heart this morning. And I want to give it to you this morning. I believe it'll be a big help to you. You know, sometimes... how many of us take things for granted? Anybody here take things for granted? Somebody help me preach. I believe we all do from time to time. Let's look at this passage of scripture. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. Now notice this. But he was angry. And would not go in. Therefore came out his father, Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered, said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might be merry with my friends. Can you notice the, how many's noticing that? But as soon as this thy son was come, by the way, which hath devoured his living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art with me forever, and all that I have is thine. It is meet that we should be merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost, and is found. Amen. Our Father, I pray that you'll help me preach this morning like I've never preached before. Lord, I pray I'll be able to bring out the truth of this text, and we'll praise you and honor you. In Jesus' name, for his sake, amen. You may be seated. I love listening to the Lord Jesus speak. Amen. And I want to say to you that every verse in the Bible is inspired of God. It's all inerrant. is infallible.
Amen.
You can trust it. Somebody help me preach. You ought to be shouting right there. I thought about the first words of Jesus. He said, "Wish you not that I must be about my Father's business." That's the first thing ever came out of his mouth. Aren't you glad that his business was saving your old lost soul? Aren't you glad that his business was to come down here being robed in this old sinful flesh and take your place and die on Calvary, be buried in a tomb, and on the third day rise again?
Yes, sir.
That's his business. But in this passage of scripture, he's preaching through a parable. You say, what is a parable? It's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, if I could encapsulate chapter 15 and tell you what it was all about, here's how I would encapsulate it. It is God's lost and found department. Well, hallelujah. Some of you are just looking at me like a calf looking at a new great gate. It's God's lost and found department. In the first few verses, we have a lost sheep, and the shepherd left 99 to go out and find that one. You say, what's that mean to me? That means everybody matters. You say, I don't feel very significant. I don't feel very important. I can't contribute a lot to God. But I want you to know, everybody in this room, everybody that's listening to me by the way of live stream, you matter.
Amen.
And aren't you glad? If I was the only one on this planet, he would die for me. Somebody say amen. What you ought to think, you were one day in your life, you were that one. You weren't the 99, you were that one. You was the one that lost. You was the one that was out there in the brush. You was the one that was in misery. But God came to where you were. You couldn't go where he was, but he came where you were.
Amen.
Whew, glory. Some of you will get this in a minute. Then the second story was the lost silver. And there was a woman that lost a coin. And by the way, the first one, lost silver, pictures the Savior. The lost silver pictures the Spirit searching for us. Oh, glory to God. And you said, why was she looking for the lost coin? Because it was valuable. I want to share something to you. It ever dawned on you how valuable you are to God? I think some of us have lost our shout because we forgot how valuable we were to God, that his son would leave heaven's glory and come down here to the earth. Thank God for our value. I'm going somewhere. Y'all just stay with me. Then we got the lost son. He spent everything he had on harlots, prostitutes, got into the hog pen, and craving hog food. By the way, you get away from God, that's what you're going to start doing, is craving hog food. You'll start getting into pornography. You'll start getting into alcohol. You'll start getting into lust. You'll start getting into wickedness. Well, see, that's what happens when you get away from God and you'll start craving whole food. Somebody help me preach. There's a lot of Christians that say they love God. They're out there out in the world today craving whole food. I'm trying. But I thought, and this ain't my sermon, I'm building a porch for myself. I'm glad the story didn't end there. Somebody say amen. Because see, the lost son came to himself.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And by the way, when he was a great way off, there was somebody waiting on him. I want you to know there's somebody waiting on you today, and that's God Almighty. God's patient with us. God's so long-suffering with us. God's so merciful with us. God's so wonderful to us. We're a bunch of wrecks. Somebody help me preach.
Amen.
Not only was he waiting on him, he was watching for him. I see some of y'all get there for long. How long did God wait for you? And then how long has he been watching you? You know what? He never touched his eye off of you. I don't guess y'all got it yet. He watches you. He's waiting on you. And guess what? He's ready to welcome you. He'd been out in the hole pen. Spent all his money on prostitution. And he was waiting on him. And he made him a fat calf. And they had a party. Somebody help me preach. But I ain't going to preach on that. I'm going to preach on his brother. I'm going to preach on the Cyprus of the family. I want to preach on the son that had a bad attitude. I want to preach on the crybaby of the family. And don't you try to get ahead of my preaching. And here's what I want to preach on this morning. Listen to me. You really don't know. You really don't realize how good you have it. I thought I'd preach that this morning. You don't realize how good you have it. If I could say this, something to this elder brother, he did not realize how good he had it. He was mad. He was angry. He had an attitude. And I want you to know, us all get under conviction right now. There's a lot of times we get mad and we get angry and we cop an attitude. And you know what our problem is? We just don't know how good we have it. You're a blessed man here. You're a blessed woman here. Hey, you weren't drugged up last night, was you? Hey, you wasn't out in sin and your life a mess, was you? Help me preach. I want to address this Cyprus. How many agree with me? We got it real good. I don't guess you got it. We got it real good. I'll give you three things, we'll go home. I'm talking about him. Hey, most of you Thursday stuffed your face like a hog. Most of you Thursday had your family around you or had a friend call you and had somebody loving on you. Most of you Thursday wasn't full of sickness and pain and heartache and burden and wasn't all drugged out and drunk out. Hey, you were blessed. Three things, Chad, I just want everybody to realize how good you have it. See, here's what happens to us. We get lulled into some kind of mess in our life, and we start kind of feeling sorry for ourselves. Somebody help me preach. Oh, none of y'all good people ever feel sorry for yourself. And we start moaning, and we start complaining, and we start bad-mouthing. Somebody help me. You're preaching good, Reverend. You said, I thought you had three things. I'm coming. Number one, I want you to notice, first of all, a pronounced bitterness. Whew. Here comes his brother, stinking from hog slop. Daddy killed the fatted calf. Daddy put a ring on his finger. Daddy put clothes on his back and shoes on his feet. Amen? Thank God. But I want you to notice the brother. First of all, notice his jumpy arrogance. Yeah, look at verse 28. And the Bible said, and he was angry. Daddy come out. I just put a little John Smith in here. You don't like beef? You don't like a fatted calf? What's wrong with you, boy? Yeah. Now, some of my people in the church don't like beef. And God help all of you. You said, I'd rather go to Burger King and get me one of them meatless burgers. You're nuts. I like to have me a steak about half, almost to the rare side. That'll make you mad now if you ever eat one like that. But see, he had a jumpy arrogance. You said, how you know? He started bragging on himself. And he was angry and would not go in. Here it is, Chad. I got church members like this. Hey, brother, I got church members. Here they are. Bless me if you can't. I can't bless you. You're too ignorant to get blessed. I got church members that, what have I got anything to praise God about? Oh, you're just justified, sanctified, glorified, and on your way to hell and ain't going to hell, can't go to hell. No, you ain't got nothing to be thankful for. Am I preaching? He had a jumpy arrogance. Look what let's just look at him. Look at verse 29. And he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. Here's what you do when you get like this. You start bragging on yourself.
God help us. Yeah.
Now I want you to know something. I'm going to say something real good. If you don't think you're going to get somewhere with God by always tearing somebody else down, you're not going to get anywhere with God. I know, folk, their whole lot in life is to tear somebody else down and brag on themselves so they look good. Boy, it's quiet in here now. It ain't time to pray. Some of you get your head and look at me. Amen? What you got is jumpy arrogance. He said, he started bragging on himself. Then he started having a jealous attitude. Come on now. And he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gave me a kid that I might make merry my friends. How many believe he's a sourpuss? How many believe he's a crybaby? Somebody, what'd you say?
I said probably a liar.
He is a liar. He had a jealous attitude. Can I tell you something? I want to give you this. You ought not ever be jealous of anybody. You ought not. Hey, listen. I know preachers jealous each other. I want y'all to know something. I ain't jealous of any preacher. I got a whole staff full of guys can preach the gospel, and when they preach, you know what I do? I shout them down. I praise the Lord. I lift them up. You say, why? Because I ain't got a jealous bone in my body. By the way, he deserves all the glory anyhow. Am I preaching? I think it's a good message anyhow. Look at verse 30. Notice his judgmental assertion. But as soon as thy son was come, which was devoured, which hath devoured his living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. You know what he was trying to do? He was trying to take the place of God. Huh? See, you know what mercy is? Mercy is blocking judgment from us. And you know, when's the last time you ought to be a judge of anybody? When's the last time you ought to judge anybody? By the way, you don't know what they're walking through anyway. When's the last time you was made judge? Who made you judge and jury? Who told you you ought to condemn somebody? I want you to know we need to get a right kind of attitude. How many of y'all agree with me? We don't know what everybody's going through. Come on now. We're so judgmental. God help us. We got a log in our eye. Come on. Who made you, God? You ought to thank God that he looks beyond all of our faults and sees our need. Am I doing all right, Jeff? Secondly, I want you to notice this. I like point number one pretty good. Some of y'all been stuffed with too much turkey. First of all, pronounce bitterness. Secondly, I want you to notice practical blindness. Look at it. Look at verse 31. How many's there? Say amen. And he said unto him, the father, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Whew. You know what's wrong with us? Most of us are blind to what God's done for us. We're so blind. Let's notice. Notice, first of all, your enduring position. You know what he said to his boy? Son. Whew. Son. Son. Hey, beloved, now are you a son of God. You're an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus. Somebody help me. We need to realize our position. We're kids, right? We're king's kids. We've been bought with a price. We are precious. Well, glory. Whew. Notice this. How many of y'all get it? Y'all read the Bible? And he said unto him, son, that's our enduring position. You know what? I'm going to stop here. Ain't nothing can make me lost again. I'm standing in Christ. I'm founded on the word of God. I can't go to hell. I ain't got an Armenian bone in me. Whew. It is kind of good, ain't it? Then I want you to know it's enduring presence. You know what he's saying to him? You're tripping over a party when I have been with you forever. You're mad because we're having a 2-hour feast for this old dumb, rotten brother of yours. But you've been with me forever. I'm ever with you. Somebody help me preach. Oh, the Bible said, lo, I am with you always. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Somebody's helped me preach right there. Somebody shout right there. Whew. Why is it we get in an all big fuss? You know what bothers me? There's some people shout when certain people sing and don't shout when other people sing. Some people shout when certain people preach and don't shout when other people preach. You know what their problem is? Huh? They don't realize what God done for them. I don't care who preaches. I don't care who sings. Just as long as he's lifted up. Somebody say amen. Come on, preacher. Preach up. It's just a good little practical sermon. Yeah, it is. Amen. Then notice this. Extended possessions. How many of y'all got your Bible open? How many got it open? How many's there? I want you to read the right last phrase of verse 31 with me. Ready? And all that I have. I don't think you got it. Read it again. My Lord God, you're worried about a little calf. You're jealous over some kind of stupid little parley. Don't you know everything I got's yours? Somebody look up right now. Look up at me. Don't you know that we're king's kids today and everything that's his is ours? Don't you know that he has bestowed upon us the mercy of God and the grace of God, and you just don't realize how good you got it? Well, ain't much shouting going on here, but I'm having a good time. Man, Pinchin Smith, I don't have a cell phone. You ain't old enough to have one. Preacher Smith, I wish I could vape with my buddies. You're an idiot. Preacher Smith, I wish I could date that boy that mom won't let me date. You're a nut. You ought to thank God you got a mama that loves you and a daddy that cares for you and somebody watching out after you, because you ain't got enough sense to care for yourself. Oh, don't worry, son. I can tell them preaching people need this. If not them, then people in them up there drinking their coffee and pajamas. Now look at verse 32 and I'll end. I want you to notice the precluded blessedness. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Whew. See, when you preclude your blessedness, here's what you're doing. You're disallowing yourself from being happy. Why is it that you're unhappy? Because you're not letting yourself be happy. You're precluding you're disallowing yourself from being happy because of what God done for that person. Well, he needs to. Oh, my. The word meet there means suitable, appropriate. What God was telling me, or what the Father was telling me, is everything I'd done was a reasonable excitement. We ought to have been excited. Amen. I know what some people say. Well, I got a terrible husband. Well, it's 2020. Try to find you a good one right now. Hello. All you do nag. I got a terrible wife. She's not a teeny bopper, is she? She's not acting like a fool, is she? And by the way, it's 2020, Jared. There ain't a lot of them out there.
You're right.
I'm just trying to help Brother Jared comfort him this morning. Hello. We all thank God. Am I preaching? Good preaching, Reverend. A reasonable excitement, meet. A remarkable experience. He's now alive. A refused engagement. I ain't coming. You're disallowing yourself to be happy. If you can't be happy for others, you'll never be happy in yourself. I'm happy when people get a raise. I'm happy when people get blessed. I'm happy when everything goes good for you. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. I know people that when others get blessed, they get half aggravated. I had somebody tell me the other day, said, They got a $10,000 raise. I said, month, year, what? And you said, why'd you ask me? Man, I wanted to know when the tithe was coming. I said, that's a lot of money. You know what I done? I hugged it. I said, I'm proud that you work hard and you got a raise. I had a preacher call me the other day. Said, man, we ain't missed a beat in this coronavirus. All my people's come back. And man, ain't nobody out. My whole membership is back. And I started thinking, there ain't no money back yet. But I'm happy. I understand. See, what we do, we look at all this peripheral stuff and we forget and we don't realize how good we just have it. Let me ask you something. I'm going to start over here. I want y'all to do a little survey of your life. How many of you, I want you to not lie to me. How many of you got it pretty good? Huh? You ain't all drugged up, are you? You ain't a mess, are you? Well, I ain't allowed to do that. My wife just said on the live stream, quit. Look at me, look at me. I'm gonna ask you, how many of you blessed people in this room? Right here. Why aren't you happy? Come on, talk to y'all. How many of y'all blessed people right here? Come on now. Over here. How many of y'all blessed people? Come on now. Then why you act like a sour puss? Why are we always in Pity Avenue? Man, I get that way sometimes. I do. I ain't gonna lie to you. I have a pity party every once in a while. And you know what? After it gets done, I said, and God says, boy, you look stupid. You know what our problem is? Online, you know what your problem is? You really just don't know how good you have it. If you're saved, you're not going to hell. If you're saved, you're justified. If you're saved, you're glorified. If you're saved, God's going to meet all your needs. If you're saved, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. My question is, are you saved? Amen? How many here know you're saved? Hold them up if you know. Think about everybody. How many of you, the last week you've been a sourpuss? Don't raise your hand. And you ought to just come around the altar and thank God for how good he's been. Amen? And right by your bed and right by your coffee cup and online, bow your head right now. Lord, go to the pen. Stand with me. And some of you just need to come up here and say, God, you've been so good. And I forgot. Because I didn't realize how good I got it. Why don't you come and pray? Our Father, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for this message. Help us to do more for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You ought to come up.